Mourners have gathered at St Andrew's Cathedral to remember the victims of this week's CBD siege. The New South Wales Premier and New South Wales Police Commissioner were among those in attendance. A sweeping federal and state review will be held into the circumstances leading up to the shootings. Strong winds will test firefighters battling several blazes in Victoria today. Four homes have been destroyed in two fires, which are burning near Wangaratta and Euroa. Watch and act warnings are in place for the Longwood and Lake Rowan fires. Warm temperatures and strong winds are expected today. After nearly half a century, the United States and Cuba are to repair their strained relationship. US President Barack Obama has announced moves to normalise economic and diplomatic ties. Prisoners have been exchanged and an American aid worker, Alan Gross, has been released on humanitarian grounds.
We know from hard-earned experience that countries are more likely to enjoy lasting transformation if their people are not subjected to chaos.
And Pakistan's Prime Minister has vowed to rid his country of terrorism following the Peshawar school massacre. Pakistan has just begun 3 days of national mourning after 141 people were killed, most of them children. Nawaz Sharif has lifted a moratorium on the death penalty in terrorism cases. Neighbouring Afghanistan says the two countries should work together to tackle extremism.